Inner Traditions Audio presents Fasting the Mind, Spiritual Exercises for Psychic Detox, by Jason Gregory, read by Ross Douglas. Introduction. The cure is ancient. The epidemic of our times is not a war on terror or a war among nations and religions, nor is it any conflict between opposites that we can conceive of. It is a war so subtle that we are not even conscious of the battle being waged. It is a psychological war, a war against our mind, a war on consciousness. But this war is not being waged upon us from the outside world, at least not entirely so. The deep-down truth is that you have waged war upon yourself. We are not even conscious of this fact because we are asleep at the wheel of our own life. We often play the victim card, as if the world is against us. In truth, this mentality eclipses the real problem, which is that you are against yourself, not intentionally, but rather due to your inability to be your true and authentic self. This true and authentic self should not be confused with who you think you are as a personality. On the contrary, to be your true self means to reside in that deep place within your mind and heart, where thoughts, feelings, and emotions are observed as temporary phenomena, like rising and crashing waves of the great ocean of consciousness. Actually, this is a more ancient view of ourselves, which comes out of the Indus Valley region of India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. From this region came the three great Hindu philosophical systems of Vedanta, Samkhya, and classical yoga. They gave birth to the two concepts known in Sanskrit as Atman and Purusha. Atman means self with a capital S, in reference to the pure, undifferentiated consciousness deep within us that is eternal, a pure state of awareness identical to the absolute ultimate reality of existence, known in Sanskrit as Brahman. Likewise, Purusha refers to our original pure awareness that is untouched by anything the manifest universe produces and is essentially the eyes of Brahman. We lose consciousness of our true self, Atman Purusha, when we begin to believe we are the waves, personality, rather than the ocean, Brahman. The war we wage upon ourselves is from riding these waves of thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and ultimately the notion of separation. We believe these waves that we...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?